The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog Kol HaSharidim on April 13th, 2022, entitled Even If We Are All Wise, Understanding Elders, Those Who Know Torah. In the Avadim Hayinu section of the Haggadah, we say, even if we are all chachamim, wise, all nevonim, understanding, all zakenim, elders, all yodim es haTorah, knowers of the Torah, we are commanded to recount Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. What do each of these terms mean? Moreover, what is the Hava Mina? In other words, what might we have otherwise assumed if the Haggadah did not include this statement? The Rashbat, Rabbi Shlomo ben Samach Duran, 1361 to 1444, answers both questions. Quote, lest you erroneously say that this mitzvah is only for the tinokos, the kids, to teach them what they don't know, but this telling is unnecessary for one who knows this, therefore we say, even if we are all chachamim, who have heard this from our fathers, even if we are all nevonim, who can understand, that is, derive or infer one principle from another, even if we are all zakenim, who have known this for many years, even if we are all yodim es haTorah, who think deeply into Torah every day, and from our reading of the Torah, we recount Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even with all this, we are obligated in this telling on this night. End quote. According to the Rashbats, people can be classified into five levels based on their knowledge of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Level 1, Tinok, one who is utterly ignorant of and unacquainted with the basic facts of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Level 2, Chacham, one who has been taught ideas about Yitzias Mitzrayim. This person is a dependent learner. Level 3, Navon, one who is capable of going beyond the level of Chachma, that is, received knowledge, by deriving Chidushim, novel insights, on their own. This person is an independent learner or creative thinker. Level 4, Zaken, one who has engaged in these ideas on the level of Chachma and Tivuna for many years. This person has internalized these ideas and has made them real by living them. And level 5, Yodea es haTorah, one whose knowledge of these ideas is so thorough and so deep that even their daily Torah study connects back to these principles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Of these five, the last is the hardest to grasp. What does this type of Torah study look like? Thankfully, I have learned Torah from two individuals who exemplify this level, and they're both named Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. The first Rabbi Sacks, a.k.a. Rabbi Yoni Sacks, was my Chumash Rebbe in Yeshiva. His approach to Torah is like nothing I've ever seen. He approaches Torah as a unified system, with the Rambam's 13 Ikarim as the foundation and the Mishnah Torah as an organized Torah regimen. His level 5 Torah can best be seen in his essay, Torah's Place in Redemption and the Quest for Malchus Shemayim. There he explains how Chazal's injunction, in each and every generation a person is obligated to see himself as though he left Egypt, end quote, applies not only on the night of the Seder, but to the way we conceive of ourselves year-round. Rabbi Sacks endeavors to show how the entire Torah system, in all its manifold detail, connects back to the first principles embedded in the Yitzias Mitzrayim narrative as part of the ongoing mission to redeem ourselves from Egypt in every generation. The second Rabbi Sacks, a.k.a. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks of blessed memory, served as the chief rabbi of the UK from 1993 to 2013. He has published dozens of books, written hundreds of articles, and given countless shiurim. His unique approach to Torah, which he refers to as Torah v'chachma, seeks to harmonize the teachings of the God-given Torah with human wisdom, the universals of man's intellectual quest, using our God-given intellect. His level 5 Torah is best exemplified in the Jonathan Sacks Haggadah Collected Essays on Pesach. In each of these essays, Rabbi Sacks explains how the principles of Yitzias Mitzrayim shaped the Western world throughout history and how its ideas continue to be relevant today. My favorite of these essays is Building a Society of Freedom. But these are but two examples of what it means to be Yodea Es HaTorah. The challenge posed by this line in Avadim Hayinu is to develop our own way of seeing the ideas of Yitzias Mitzrayim in our daily Torah study. And if you would like a PDF copy of either essay from Rabbi Sacks, sorry, of the essays from either Rabbi Sacks, either the Torah's Place in Redemption and the Quest for Malchus Shemayim, or the Building a Society of Freedom, then you could either contact me or you can click on the hyperlink in the show notes on the podcast or in the actual blog post on my blog. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.